One and our community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Well, it is a Wednesday morning, the morning after what would have been a Tuesday evening city council meeting, but the council did not meet last night. But nonetheless, joining us this morning for some time talking about city business, Vice Mayor Alan Gentius. Thank you much for coming in this morning, sir.
Thank you, Charles.
And congratulations on your election last night as Vice Chair of the Planning Commission.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
the newest member on the body, but they decided you could be a leader.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Planning Commission, we've already reported on the results. It was really only the one action item, but again, subdividing the land that is right now, at least the lot on which Central National Bank sits, kind of splitting off so that the bank property and then the rest of the land to the north of the bank building, splitting into two lots.
Right, so there could be some commercial development to the north.
And I assume that this is the preparatory step for the proposed buyer, but that's another topic entirely.
Right, they'll have to come back to us and we'll have to approve whatever plan they come up with.
Yep. So just also announcement from the city, and some of these were recent promotions, and some of them in one case actually took place back in November, but some new titles for some city staff. My words, not the city's, giving people the title for the job they're actually doing.
Well, that's pretty true. For example, Jason Munninger has been pretty much acting in the role of finance director for quite some time. And so
I believe he actually picked up the majority of those duties when Mr. Bailey picked up the role of acting city manager.
That's right. And he's done a good job. And Mr. Bailey came to the council and asked us to approve that title. And so now he'll be the city clerk as well as the finance director. And he's, in my opinion, is doing a fine job. And we've got quite a team, I think. People working and change the position as far as human resources, and also and I think we've probably talked about it before as far as the public library. One thing that was a little bit even a surprise to me, we have hired Rick Silver, former Washington County Sheriff, to be special assistant to the chief, our new police chief. And my understanding from talking with the police chief last night, Rick will be handling most of the administrative duties such as dispatch, those kind of things, training, keeping track of different kinds of registries, that kind of thing, to take those duties off the chief, give a little more structure to that end of the police department.
Okay, well, we'll see what changes, if any, of it by a special assistant. I will agree with you because it sounds much more of a administrative than, I'll say, on-the-street sort of job.
Right. So. Well, I think they're really glad to have Rick, I mean, with his years of experience and knowledge of the community and has a great amount of respect, I think, from the community. So he'll be a great addition to the police department.
Was a Bartlesville Police Department lieutenant, became Washington County Sheriff, reelected that job, and now retired sheriff and back in local law enforcement.
Retiring to a new job.
that's not unusual in government service.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So those jobs, kind of administrative details there, but city business apparently goes on, so we're doing well.
We're moving right along, and of course we have a lot of projects going.
We do.
Bryce Road rehabilitation, of course, started back at the earlier part of the month, and as people know, such as myself, I'm finally getting in the groove that when I go to church on Sunday morning, I need to take a different route. But they're working to widen that and improve the road so that when you go across, it'll be much smoother. The widening aspect of it, I think, is going to be great. It looks like they're putting a nice shoulder on both sides. It's supposed to be 6 feet on each side.
I think you're right. And just acoustically, the washboard ka-thunk, ka-thunk, ka-thunk feel will be better, too, I think, in the long run.
Yeah, and I mentioned at the council, you know, there's a lot of different opinions out there, and I even had one resident who said that they were going to miss the rhythmic nature of that road, but I'm not going to miss that. I think the widening and the improvement will be good.
Editorially, I think if you still miss it, there's a stretch of 75 you can find just north of 20 that you can get the same feel.
That's right. You can, if you're nostalgic, that's true.
And the state, I believe, is going to work on that, but that's another story. The state also continues their project over on Adams, and what was to have been accomplished last weekend now scheduled for this weekend.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes the weatherman says one thing and another thing happens, but I have an office down that way, so I'm kind of an armchair engineer. I go down there and watch them quite a bit, and it looks like they're moving along. Most of the concrete decking looks like it's off on the westbound lane, and so I guess next week they'll, if weather permitting, mm-hmm. they'll be removing the steel and working backwards.
And what was announced to what should have happened last Saturday, they would detour westbound traffic over here to Frank Phillips and then back down Quapaw and rejoin Adams. So.
Right. Well, and during these times, it's a little inconvenient, but in the long run, I think we'll be very glad that these improvements have been made, and the bridge should be there for a long time. It's really a good addition to the overall flow of traffic here in town, especially both these projects are important to that.
It is, and traffic flow, particularly during those busy peak times, when it's congested, we realize, hey, we got a problem here.
So. That's right. Another project is, of course, the main entrance will be closed at Circle Mountain Project, and they're going to do a mill and overlay of the existing asphalt road in some of the areas with a full depth patching. And I think they put up some traffic signage out there, and folks are going to be a little inconvenient. You're going to have to use some of the back entrance at times. Mm-hmm. So that should be done in a couple of months. And all of these projects look like hopefully by April, May, many of them will be completed and we'll be back to normal, and probably some new projects, such as the downtown repaint.
Now the downtown thing, and I know that's been in the works for a while, so that'll be good.
Right. And my understanding is that that we should start that this year to do the improvement. There'll be, of course, they always have to do the scheduling, and with the Tower Center mm-hmm. and the construction that we'll be seeing there, then there'll be some adjustment as to what the schedule will be there. And as we know more, of course, we'll let you all know.
Well, and I think we're all still learning the new verbiage for Unity Square. But
yes.
That one, I know there are some more meetings that will be accomplished, and it's something that you have been co-chairing really since the project was approved by voters.
Right, and we're trying to schedule a meeting this month. Right now, tentatively, it's set for January 30th at noon. It'll be on the first floor conference room unless it changes because of people's schedules. And what will be discussed there is there's a little more detail as far as how the design will work, especially as to the stage. And Ambler and the architects will be coming and presenting that for our approval and review. And we're still calling it the Tower Green Review Committee because that's what it was named first, but it is for the Tower Center at Unity Square.
So the name of the administrative committee probably won't change.
That's right. And my understanding is we'd like to see bids go out in March. And we also will probably have a ceremonial groundbreaking in March. That's tentatively scheduled also. So the project will be moving along rather quickly, which is something I like to see. Mm-hmm. And we should be able to finish that project this year. I know I was at a meeting and made that statement, and people thought we meant 2020, but we're shooting for 2019 to have this completed.
I think that's great if you can get it done, weather permitting and contracts permitting and that sort of thing. I assume you'll use shovels, not backhoes.
Well, I don't know. I have a little backhoe at the office, so I guess I could drive that down there, but they probably don't trust me with that. Well, you'd probably be using those golden shovels.
Well, those look nice in the photo anyway.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
The administrative committee is go forward on that one, and I'm sure you'll, as always, get some public input on some of the details there.
Right. We have been very, both Chairman, Co-Chairman Curd and I both have been very insistent that we always have good public input. This will not be any different. We want to have people come out, tell us what they think, see what it is, and of course there'll be a lot of discussion and information shared with the media, because we want everybody to to know what's happening.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing this morning. So even though there was not a council meeting for last night, we're just talking about what would have come out of some of those things with Alan Gentius. We will continue on a Community Connection on 1400 K1 coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time with Vice Mayor Alan Gentius this morning on a Community Connection and just talking about some of the things, city projects going on, and I know that we got more, whether it's Price Fields or what's going on along Silver Lake Road and a lot of other things going on in town.
A lot of things coming up, and one of the things that I've been interested in, we've developed a transportation committee.
Yes.
And we should be having those meetings before long. We're trying to schedule which day of the week that it works for members of the committee. Hopefully we'll have one this month, certainly have one in February. There also is going to be a public forum that Cimarron Transit will be holding, and that's on February 5th at the Bartlesville Public Library, Room C. That'll be at 8 a.m. In February. So everybody who's interested in public transportation in town, I'd really like for them to come to that.
Cimarron Transit may or may not be a name that people know, but among the other things they do, they help operate the City Ride program.
Right. And we've worked with them to fit what we can to make sure everybody has a way to get to work and get to shop or go to medical appointments, those kind of things. And going forward, I think they'll be instrumental in the overall plan. And so we'll be having those meetings. Of course, those meetings will also be open to the public. And for the folks who I know, there's a fairly large group in town who have been interested in transportation and public transportation here in Bartlesville. We'd like to come and have them tell us what they think, and try to move that kind of project forward too. I think transportation, in from what I understand, is about number three in a lot of cities as far as the challenges that they're seeing. We're fairly fortunate here. We're a fairly small town, but we want to continue to improve transportation and make sure it also fits the new generation. They have a different approach to transportation than my generation.
Sure.
And when you were 16 in my generation, you got a car. Now it's not quite like that. So we want to make sure that everybody's being served.
And we are a little bit more compact than some cities of a similar size. My guess is that ridership is increased on cold weather months, where maybe during May, June, July, August, people might choose to walk some of the time.
That's true. And truthfully, I think the younger folks are becoming more and more looking for some sort of alternative approach to transportation. So we're going to not only focus on taking care of the community that may not have cars or the elderly community. We want to make sure we are serving them, but that we're also looking forward to kind of a future approach to transportation.
Okay. So that's coming up. And I believe you mentioned the date on that forum, but I missed it. So
I'm sorry. That's February 5th,
okay,
at 11 o'clock a.m., and it'll be in the Bartlesville Public Library in Room C,
okay,
downtown.
Some of the other things that you're asking for public information on, and I know this was covered as the last city council meeting, and city manager talked about it a little bit on his program last week as well, but there is a series of surveys coming out that'll be online surveys as well.
Right. In the last election and before then, there was a lot of interest in a resurgence of a recycling program. So the city manager, working with a vendor, has devised a plan to not only discuss recycling but other kinds of solid waste issues, such as roadside cleanup, neighborhood cleanups, street sweeping, bulk waste collection, curbside and drop-off recycling, household hazardous waste collection, landfill voucher, those kind of things. And I know that the LEAF program is always very popular.
It is.
And I know some other smaller cities have done something where they would bring a dumpster in a neighborhood, and then the neighborhood can bring their unwanted items and, sure. and dispose of them. And that seems to kind of improve the problem that we have sometimes with people collecting things and not being able to get rid of them. They don't have a pickup or something, a way to get to the landfill. So we're going to be looking at that. The survey will ask the community what they feel like is important. And then, of course, we'll talk about the cost of it and see what they're willing to pay for.
Yeah, if you have the means, a trailer, a pickup, or a similar vehicle that you can haul some things to the dump, we have a great program.
Yeah.
But if you don't have access to one, don't have a neighbor that you can say, hey, can you I put some stuff on your load, then what else do you do with the stuff?
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, the old joke about when you get a new pickup, you get a bunch of new friends. That's true.
It is. Yes, it is. It is.
Well, and I, you know, the whole idea is to make sure that the city is clean and neat, looks nice, presentable, and makes it better for folks as far as to live. And of course, there is also more sanitary, those kind of things. So, whatever we can do to do that, if the public is interested in it, I think that we should listen to them and try to put something in place.
You may have a couple of other topics that you want to touch on this morning, but I want to at least comment on the changes, particularly along Frank Phillips with downtown parking. Looks nice.
Good. Well, I'm glad. And, you know, there is a committee that's going to talk about parking, and we're going to try to attack the overall parking issue. Actually, I'm not on that committee. It seems like I'm on a lot of committees, but that one I'm not. I'd be willing to be involved in it, but I think that, again, that's an issue that a lot of cities face, and we'll want to work with transportation to discuss that, how those things can be taken care of. And, of course, we've got, going forward, we're going to have the downtown landscaping will be coming up again. We have some money from the bond that was just passed last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll have to be some planning for that. That task force will most likely reconvene, and you know, parking will be a part of it, and then deciding exactly what needs to be improved. I think the improvements we've made look good, and the overall downtown, I think, is looking good. In fact, when I was driving in, I was at a meeting in Oak Park last night, and driving in to downtown, I was very proud just to see how it looked with the lights and mm-hmm. everything looks so nice. It's really kind of an honor to work and live here. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Some of the street projects that either have been completed or are in completion, certainly Oak Park has its share of street projects as well.
Right. And, you know, going forward, we'll be looking at the new bond will be coming up this year. You know, one project I would like to see is possibly some focus on Sunset. You know, we do have good lighting there, but a broader, I would like to see it broaden if we can. Again, Street Committee has kind of a thing they go through, and we have a way of to prioritize, but mm-hmm. my understanding that Sunset was kind of on the list. It just didn't quite make the cut last year. But with the new development that we're seeing on the industrial park on that side of town, I think that would fit in well with what we've seen on Frank Phillips and then going out to Lake Hudson. So those are some things I would be like to look at. And I think we'll be focusing on streets this next time around on bond.
Okay. Well, that'll be something to look forward to in a future discussion, either with you here or on a council meeting. again, the surveys will be coming out online. Look for the notice on your water bill.
That's right.
And then the public forum on February 5th, was it?
February 5th.
Okay. So, again, that'll be an opportunity for public comment there. And thank you so much for coming in this morning and giving us an update on what is going on in and around town. There are probably a few things we didn't touch on, but that's what we have time for.
Well, I appreciate you having us, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Thanks. And, of course, if you're interested in any of the city committees or commissions, just fill out the form. You can download it from the city website or pick one up at City Hall. And if you have an interest, if there is an opening, they will contact you and say, would you like to serve the city? That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A former